Tonight's shir, Simen Lamed Vov, Diktuk Ksivasan, how to be careful and particular with the way the letters are written for the parashios. Sif Aleph, Serech Ledakdek B'Ksivasa Oisius, one should be careful when writing the letters, Shlo Tishtane Tsuras Shum Achas Mehen, so no character should be changed from its proper appearance. It shouldn't look like something else, like a different character. The writing should be what we call ksiva tama, b'shleimus, perfect. K'mavur b'tur b'shar poskim, as clarified in the tour and other poskim. V'yadua eitz ha'sei, from the scribes know what to do. Mi, however, imshina b'tzura seksav ein apostle. If the character looks a little different, as long as you can make out the character and it's not a different character, it will still be okay. Mishtabura Sifkon Aleph Biksivas. One has to be particular with writing the characters. Ruadin in the Shtanha Ois Mitsiroso Achaksiva. Let's say you wrote the character properly, but then it changed from its appearance, Aide Nekev, because a hole was perforated through the parchment. O Kera, or tear. O tishtush, or a smear of the ink, the posel, that will also be posel. K'de'el b'simlan beis, I've learned before in simlan beis. Sifkat and beis tsuras, one should be careful that the character's appearance should not resemble a different letter. Afilu im shinui hatsura hoyerak, b'mikzas ha'ois, even if the deviation from the proper appearance is only part of the character. Could go, for instance, shechoser haroish shela aleph. The top of the aleph is missing, or perhaps the spike at the end of the yud is missing, or the yud above and below the body of the aleph is touching, or anything similar. Even if you show it to a child and he reads it properly, that doesn't help. Because we know this is not the way it's supposed to look. Sifkon Gimel Acheres, the characters should not resemble a different character. Ve'isi b'sefer ma'aser rokeach, I saw in the sefer ma'aser rokeach, shehev ledina b'shem Chuas Maranach, he quotes the Chuas Maranach, there's a star on the bottom, that this was probably Maharal Bach. Simon Aleph, in the first chapter, Shekosu, who writes, da'afilu, imrak mikzas ha'ois nidmel ois acher posel, even if only part of the letter looks like a different letter, it's posel. However, in the words of Vilna Gaon in Lamed Beis, if Yud Ches, it's not implied that way. And you find this in Picholish as well. The writing should be done, the Ramah says, Ksiva Tama, it's learning to say, Ksiva Tama Ushlema. It should be perfect and complete, betmunas ha'oisius, in the appearance or shape of the characters, kefi ma'ashel l'meduhu, mea Talmud, the way they learned from the Gemara, the Kabbalah ha'rishonim, and from the Mishonim, v'al-piyasoid, and whether it's soidus, k'mavur be'soisus, as klafon be'soisuf. The notes point out, Chasam Sofer says, a lot of the oisius are not mentioned in the Gemara. The letter Aleph, how an Aleph is supposed to look, is not mentioned in Shas. We have a Kabbalah, Famoisha B'Sinai, this is what it's supposed to look like. And he goes on to say, from the Sefer, Geduli Hektish, how do you know what's an Aleph and what's a base? We're Soymech on a Kabbalah, Me'avoseinu, from Ezra Sefer to Moshe Rabbeinu, that this is an Aleph, this is a base. Some letters the Gemara does describe, but not all of them. Sivkanhe, Imshina V'chulu, if you change the appearance of the character of the letters, so, if it looks like a different letter, we said it's posel. But if it doesn't look like a different character, even though the ksav is not exactly the way we have in Maseira, it wouldn't be posel. He didn't write the appearance of the characters that are mentioned in the svarim, but it has to have the appearance of the letter. He said it can't look like something else. So there are numerous letters, like the letter Ches. There's one way to make it with two zions and a carrot connecting on the top, or you can make a ches, like a letter ches, with a flat top straight across the top. It's not the way that we were told to do it, but it still has a surah ches, and some people have a meaning to make the ches that way. The kol shkein shli shenelo sacher, certainly you should not alter it to a different letter character. Go to midal l'reish, a dal can't look like a reish. Or a beis l'chaf, a beis can't look like a chaf. Or could or anything like that. The kavana, the intent is k'moshe kasev l'vihuda s'mpei, like the nad v'yuda writes s'mpei. The darish ain l'shorsh b'gemara. If there's no root in the Gemara in how to make this letter, ain lifts the oisav. We're not going to pass it because of this. Ugedei sheyeda hakayve eich lichto l'chadchila, for the one who's reading it, he should know how to write it properly. V'gam eze prat yesh lo shorish, and which details do have a shorish in Gemara. V'me ikatunas oisis, and this is from a requirement in the shape of the letter. Shizeli ikuv afil b'devet, that's ma'akavim b'devet. L'chein heches chazakti be'ez Hashem yisparach, so I strengthen myself with Hashem's help. V'asisi azakuntus miyuchod b'sof siman zeh. So I made a designated or a special kuntus
pamphlet,
yeah, a small section at the end of the siman. V'hetaktiv me'beis Yosef p'migodim u'shar achronim. I basically am quoting from Beis Yosef p'migodim other achronim. Temunos kol ha'osos lemaisa. What is the halacha lemaisa in the appearance of the characters? U'karosiv b'shem, and I gave it a name, Mishnah Seifrim. V'chalalti bo gam kitzer kolole dine kafes gavul v'chal tuchos. I also included there a brief review of the main rules of Hakafas Gevil, how the letters have to be surrounded by parchment, and Chaktuchos, what's considered Chaktuchos as opposed to Ksav, v'shlo kesidron, and the dinam v'shlo kesidron, v'bal p'imigodim, v'sha'achron for the p'imigodim, and other chorim. So right here, the Mishnah Berurah is essentially giving his Hakdama to Mishnah Seif, which is at the end of the Siman, where he's explaining that because you're learning this and you want to know how you're supposed to write it, so I'm going to give you a special section devoted to the Oisius, and that comes as a supplement to Siman Lamed Vav. Se'if Beis. Kol Ois Tzricha Lios Golem Echad. Each character, each letter has to be one continuous flow of the ink.
Well, except for the Kuf.
Except for the Kuf and the Hay. L'kach Tzarech Lios Bin Akudash Al Ha'alef Shikim In Yud Ubin Akudash Tachteh Ubi Yud Yashin V'ayin. And therefore, the yud that appears above the aleph and beneath the aleph, and the yudim of the shin and the ayin v'achori tzadi and behind the tzadi, shu noigas, was they must be touching the letter. Uba'achash ein regas psulin, if one of them isn't touching, it's possible. V'chein b'shar oisis, is true of all the characters. Chutz, with the exception of mehei v'kuf, the hay and the kuf are the exceptions to the rule. She'ein liga haregel begag, there the leg hangs and should not touch the top. V'mnagin, if it does touch the top, puzzle. It's no good. Mishnah Berurah of Konvav Hashin va'ayin. So the yud of the shin and the yud of the ayin have to touch. B'chol haroshim, on each of the heads of the shin, all of them, all three have to go all the way to the body of the shin. Sifkan zayin uba achas. If any one of them is not touching, it's puzzle. Perish afilu b'yud echad min hashin. Even one of the three yuds of the shin isn't touching, it's no good. V'or dinam yesh hefzik be'emsa ois. This is true of any break in the letter itself, any character that has a break in it is no good. Sifkan ches she'enu nogas, if it's not touching, it's possible. Afil im apeud hudak, even if the separation is very fine, she'en predos nikla hedi, it's not even that noticeable immediately, it's still no good. V'lo mahani kan kriyas etinik, and it won't help to have a child look at it. Kivit she'aduahu ha'ois, the child knows the letter, ve'en litos b'acher, he won't be confused with a different letter. The dafkem griuso machmas she suffik ledamoslos acher. It's only when the problem is it appears similar to another letter, oz mo'il kriyas dinik. That's when a child's reading can help. Could the elva simin lama beis sif yudvav, like we learned before, simin lama beis sif tezayin. The kolze below tikkun. Now, of course, this problem of the separation between the yud of the shin and the shin is when you didn't fix it. Alay de tikkun mahani. If you fix it, it's okay. The lahavi shlo kesidin, that's not shlo kesidin. Imatina krola ois, when a child looks at the nose as a shin, kudei el b'sim la'beis. If chafei, we learned this before, it's la'beis. Ayin shomash shekasam hashem, you're going to be kibbe eger. Mishnah Berurah over there in Kuf Chaf Beis, Sukkot Kuf Chaf Beis, Kospi Eger, that was Makel with this. That's not a Parashat Gesedin. Ulinin Yud, Shachori Hatsadi, and as far as the Yud behind the Tsadi, Imnir Kayud Venun, what happens if it looks like a Yud and a Nun? So this was discussed before in Sifkan Kuf Yud Ches. Ubekolze, Ein Chiluk, Benimnasa Beis Aksiva, Olachiksiva. Now, with these problems of a separation in the ois, it makes a difference if it was written improperly or it occurred later on. Ukele El Basimilan Beis, they were learned before in Similan Beis. If cotton tests v'chein b'shar osios, and this is true of all the osios that the ink is continuous. Kigon hanakuda shalamata shebe gimel, like the bottom leg of the gimel, or hanakuda shebe pei, or the yud hanging in a pei, or haregel shebe toch hatov, or the leg of the tov. And lanoga b'ois, if they don't touch the letter, or sheish hefzik b'em says ois, where there's a separation anywhere of any letter, it's no good. Sifkon yud, with the exception of the hay and the kuf. She'ein liga, that should not touch the top. Uluchat chila, yehafzik b'chdei sh'adam b'eini yakirenu heitev. It should be enough separation that the average person should notice it clearly. Me'al sefer Torah sh'algabi abimah sh'kar bo. When he looks in sefer Torah on the bima that he's reading from, it should be apparent that there's a separation. Gam la'yachiku yosem he'ovi ha'gag, but it shouldn't be that far away. That's more than the thickness of the gag of the hay. So essentially, you have like the thickness of the gag, then a space that's about that thickness, and then you have the leg of the hay. Sifkon yud alf bagag, the leg of the kuf and the hay should not touch the roof. Uhadin hakuf birecha shabetzido. The same as we say with the hay, we say with the kuf that the leg shouldn't touch the top. V'kolza filum nasa hanegia achiksiv. Again, the problem isn't only if it's written this way, even if it happened later on. Even if the contact between the leg of the hay and the hay, or the leg of the kuf and the kuf, is thin like a hair of ink, we clarified this before in Silna Beis Mishtabur Sifkan Pe Gimel, that even the finest connection of ink ruins it. And then look over there, we talked about, can you fix it if you didn't write another letter afterwards? Because if not, how is it you get into Shloka Siddin problems? Se'if Gimel. Tzarich l'tayeg shatnez gates. The letters Shin, Ayin, Tes, Nun, Zayin, Gimel, Tzadi have to have little crowns on them. V'hasoifrim nohagu l'tayeg oisecheres. Now the soifrim do have a minig of putting tagin on other letters as well. If you didn't do the minimum shot in his gates, you didn't do those crowns, it's not going to be possible. The minig is to put these tagin. Even in a sefer Torah, certainly in tefillin mezuzos. These tagin, these crowns, are essentially three small spikes, if you will. V'dakim k'chutasar, they're thin like a hair. Zekufus al el oisus, and they go upwards from these letters. Echem yamin v'echem v'smol v'echem l'mala. One to the right, one to the left, and one straight up. And it's brought down, the notes on the side, it's brought down in Mesoira, that the one in the center is a little higher than the others. V'yesh oimim t'shloshtim l'mala, some say they should all be going upwards. V'chein nagan that's the minig, even though they're all three going upwards, but the ones on the sides are bent a little on an angle. Ukein kav dakhu kol tag v'tag. So each of these tag and each of these crowns is basically a very thin line. Kach nuagin be'elarotzes, that's the meaning of these lands. Lasois kol echad kein t'muna zayin. We make them like a zayin. Achshiyu katana v'dakhu, very, very small. So it's not just a spike that goes up, but there's a little something on top of the spike that looks like a miniature zayin. Sifkon yud gimel shatnez gates. The letters Shin, Ayin, Tes, Nun, Zayin, Gimel, Tzadi, V'adin, Tzadi, Kafufa, V'num, Pshuta. Even though in this list, the only Tzadi is the Tzadi Sofis, this also includes the Tzadi that's not Tzadi Sofis, the regular Tzadi. And even though it only has the Nun, Pshuta, that's not at the end of the letter, it's also on the Nun Sofis. So there's two more characters with the Tagin. V'im hoisef ha-sofer lasos tagin chutz me'ois u'shatnes gates. If the sofer adds tagin to other characters besides these, v'chutz me'el v'skorim v'turim, besides the ones mentioned in the Torah, b'luvush, and ogam ha-soferim, the Torah and the Vush say the soferim have other letters, like the kuf and the bays and the dalet. I mean, there are other oises.
Hey, we've got single ones.
Right? So those are, he does besides the oises mentioned, lo ikiv, it's not ma'akiv. Ach betenai, shemichel bromos, but they have to be attached to the letter. Einu mechuber, if it's not attached, yeshemach, you should erase it. It looks like a drop of ink on the parchment. Even with the oises of the Shem HaKadosh, if they're not attached, you erase it. But properly, l'chadchila, you don't add tagin on a whim. If it's not mentioned as from, you don't add tagin. The tiyug shoshat is gates who b'shin al rosh ha-shlishi shel ois. Now, the only part of the letter shin that gets the tagin is the third yud, or the third vav, the third head of the letter. Uba ayin v'tes v'tzadi al rosh ha-smoli. As far as the ayin, tes, and tzadi, it's on the left head. V'yad b'kem b'emse iso lo b'sofo. And all of these tagin should be in the middle of the head, not off on the edge. Kasva achroine b'shem chuas haramah. D'achorim kol chuas haramah. She is a hair, she a tagin nifron kol echa mechavero. The tagin should be separate lines. V'yishlo yeiro'u rak ketmune ziyunin. So they should appear only like zayins. Lo kein v'shin, ka'ayin v'shin. We don't want the tagin to take on the appearance of a small shin or an ayin. And that could be ma'akev, because otherwise, if it makes like a shin, let's say you have a shin between the lines. Like, what's the shin doing over there? So you have to make sure it does not look like a shin or an ayin. It has to be clearly that these are zayins. Ganser shiur tagin noigim beguf ois, and we want the tagin to touch the ois. We lav hachi psulin. If not, it'll be possible, because, again, you have this problem of a zayin between the lines. And that is inappropriate as well. The notes bring chazanish that this is common, and the poskim don't worry about this. It seems to be they argue in this Ramah, and they hold that that when everyone looks at it and knows that this is a tag and not a separate letter floating between the lines. But this is a chumrah of the Ramah. The after ain ikuv v'siyas tagin, even though the requirement to make the tagin is not ma'akiv, k'moshe poskim mechav says straight out, k'malkim says, God, this is worse if you make the tag and it's not touching the ois, because it looks like you have an extra letter between the lines. The Yadafrayim says it won't help to attach it to the letter afterwards. You have to scrape it off and write it new. But if we know that the sofer who wrote it was an expert, then we assume that the break between the tag and the ois came later. Then we would allow you to just continue the line back down to the ois. So if you wrote it in a way that the tag wasn't touching the ois, he says it's not good enough to just keep going and stretch it to the ois. You have to erase it and do it again. But if you wrote it properly and then it cracked, then you could fill it in. The Ramasvir holds the Lagard of Zemi Chesin Akafas Gevil. Now, this is not worse than letters that touch. The Enum Ma'akav Abdachila, which is the Chadchila. Vakain, therefore, in Nifrid Achash and Nichtav, if it's separate, if it was written, Kashlu Tinkal, it's okay without even fixing it. Umemele Devarav, according to him, it comes out, and Lo Yenoigim Mitchil Sexiv, and if they weren't touching when they were written, Mahani al-Kaparam Tikun, then you can fix it by extending it down to the bottom. Dumi Dimash Akasa Magnavam, Salam Beis, Sifkan Chavzayan, the In Hakavas Gvil, the same way the Magnavam wrote in Salam Beis concerning the letters that touch. Vechein Mahmuni is Daiti Mipshoto Delishni Drama, and I think that's the Pashup Shat Nirama, Ayin Sham. So there's a machloikis whether or not you can correct it if it wasn't attached to begin with. The first view said you can't pull it down, and the Yadafrayim said you can't pull it down, and the Orem Medayik and the Ramah that you can. That if it wasn't touching, you should scrape it off and redo it. Sifkaton Yud Dalad. The minig is to add other letters, to add tagin to other letters. Nagul Tayig. The tefillin oisir sacheres mivad elu. In tefillin, we add tagin to other letters besides Shinai's gates. Ve'miskorim betur b'shem hashimush rab. They're quoted in the Torah in the name of Shimush Rab and Rambam. Tagin Elohim Taginim Gedolim. These are larger tagin. Achshu Dakin, but they're thin. Shle Skakala Oisei. They say we don't want to ruin the sewer of the letter. Umaoid Serich Lizor Biyoser. B'tagin Sha'al HaVov O Sha'al HaYud. Particularly be careful with the Vov and the Yud. Ki B'kal Yishtan HaOiz Ha'idizek, because it could change the letter to something else. Sivkon Tezvov Lo Pasal. If you didn't do Tagin at all, it's not Pasal. V'bach Paisal B'zeh. The Bach did pass without Tagin. V'gamagol Be'yur Yashiv L'kol Achas Min Hashitas. The Vilna Goyin in his beer clarifies all the opinions. He brings many poskim or in fact machmir. Therefore, one should be careful. And fix it afterwards. We say you can add the tagin afterwards, even tefillin mezuzas. It's not called shlo kasidna. The blow tagin nami surasala, because without the tagin, it all still has the proper appearance. V'da'od nishno further. The mechaber ma'iri she'osa roisha ois lemala ketikuno. The Mechab is discussing a case when the top of the letter, the character, looks proper, they still have to have the tagin. Also, lemala rosho agul gamkin. But if in addition to leaving out the tagin, you actually rounded off the top of the ois and it doesn't look square the way we do it, we square it off. He made it round. From the Beis Yosef, it would seem that we can't be making in with the Eved according to the aim. This is Tzorchiyin, practically speaking. The Rambam would be makel even if it wasn't squared off. The Rambam, according to the Rambam, the Gemara is only discussing mezuzah, not tefillin. Although the Indian eagle hamshacha, and he's not discussing whether the top of the ois was rounded or squared. Just the tagan itself, the whole thing is chachila. The notes essentially clarify that there are three shitas. There's one shita that if you don't have the tagim shat in his gates, it's possible. There's a second shita, shita sereim, that when the Gemara says you need the three zayinin on a shat in his gates letters, it doesn't mean tagim. It means it's got to have three corners. The top of the letter can't be round. It's got to have three corners. And you have the shita Rambam that the tagim are not ma'akev at all. So that's why the Surah Sa'ois has to have that square top, besides the fact we deal with the Tagin, and if you don't have the square top, according to their aim, it'll be possible. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, Kasa b'sefer yigeres ha'til, the sefer yigeres ha'til arise, Shatnes hu oisus satan az. The letters Shatnes can spell out satan az. V'hem shtei mekatrim gedon, these are two major adversaries or accusers. So this is the secret of Shatnez Gates. Ki Gates Gamkein Shem Mekatrig Echad. Gates is also Mekatrig. V'hatagin Sha'aleihem. These crowns that we make, Hem Kamo Chere V'chanis Lihinasamahem. They are like the sword and the spear to protect us from these mazikim. So that's, again, Sodos into what is behind the tagin that may not be apparent to the simple learning of the sugya.